Okay, come on. All right. So this is a what's called a wonderful story.
He said it was a peculiar story.
Peculiar in the sense that it's very wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. This incident changed my life.
Hi.
The story begins. The story begins in 1981 when our papa was in my sixth grade. Okay?
It sounds dark.
All right, in my sixth grade. And I was in my English class as normal. The day unfolded as normal. And my favorite teacher walks in, Parvati teacher. And she, she has the habit of opening our minds to brand new ideas, brand new movies, brand new
books
and so on. Papa has heard many movie stories through this one teacher. To this day, I have never seen these movies, but the pictures are very clear in my mind because of how she explained. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this teacher one day came to us and started to just tell something, and you know, Papa was not really listening at that point because I was just trying to finish up some work. And as I was closing my books, I thought I heard the teacher say something like this, something like about this yellow-haired girl in the school. And I was like, what? And you remember, this is 1981. I had never seen anyone with yellow hair. I've heard of legends only, okay?
Okay.
Of yellow-haired people.
It's like,
what?
There's like no, like everyone in India has black hair.
And brown-haired?
Brown hair, who says brown hair? It's always black.
There's some people with browner hair than others.
We give them a good scrubbing. And we pour oil on their hair until it turns black.
Jeez.
Anyway, so I was fascinated, okay? And that she said about this yellow-haired girl's eyes being blue. And I was like, what? I was fascinated, okay? And then came the shocker. I thought she said that the girl was an exchange student in the school. And I had heard of exchange students, but I was shocked and surprised and pleased, and I was very curious and fascinated, okay? And she said something about how this yellow-haired girl had a very, very cool accent. And it was not like this, how we talked. It was more elaborate.
Like what?
She said how the yellow-haired girl would say couch. Or couch. No, we heard, you know, for us the word was couch. Couch means sofa. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. So the teacher said, oh, she doesn't say sofa. She said, I was sitting on my couch or something like that. And I was fascinated because, you know, hearing that accent reproduced by the teacher. And I was thinking, my gosh, there's a foreigner in the school? And I had never even spoken to a foreigner, and I had never even been near one, okay? So I was curious. I needed to know more, okay? And so, but since I missed the context of this conversation, I was not really sure if she was truly there or not. And Papa was very shy, okay? And I didn't want to ask that question and make it known that I'm very curious about this person, okay? But I was. So as soon as the interval bell rang, I said, okay, bye, and I left.
What's introvert?
Interval. Interval means the words. What do you call it? You know, when you take a break.
Oh, okay. Like
recess. Recess. Yeah. Correct. Recess. So I said, okay, bye. Boom, gone. And I was like, I started to just snoop around the whole campus, okay, looking for this yellow-haired person, right? And also this couch, because apparently there was this couch and a yellow-haired person living in this this campus.
Living
or exchange student? Where did she get exchanged to? To what room? Wouldn't you want to know? So I went to my sixth B.
I looked.
Sixth B means the B division of the sixth grade.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I looked around and I found not a single yellow haired person.
B like smart?
B is for bad. Bad students go to 6B. C for crude students.
Is
this
C?
C, yeah.
What's A?
A means excellent.
It's average.
Okay, look, one more
astounding comment.
Okay, yes, astounding students. So I was, Papa was very fascinated, right? And Papa spent the entire day scouting the school in secret, because I didn't want people to know that I was even remotely interested. Not even remotely.
Why not?
Because it's embarrassing. Because firstly, it's a girl, you know. And besides, I was not sure if other people were as curious as Papa. Okay? So I wanted to know, where is this so-called yellow-haired girl? Okay? That full day was gone and not a single yellow-haired girl showed up. So Papa was very quite disappointed.
Why didn't he just ask the teacher when all the students were gone?
Well, that would be the smart thing to do. But that was not it was the next year that Papa became smart. Okay? So in the sixth grade, Papa was just barely making it through with a lizard brain. Okay? Right. So then I looked around, and so the entire week, Papa just kept looking for the yellow-haired girl. 2 weeks later, all my hopes were gone.
Mom.
But I found some evidence. I found a peculiar evidence in the cafeteria.
What?
If you can call it a cafeteria. It was actually a thatch roof hut where we go to eat food. The word cafeteria I plugged in much later from Archie Comics. But at that time it was just called room or something like that. Okay. Okay, anyway, in the so-called cafeteria, Papa found evidence of a yellow-haired being that was there. I found a big chunk of hair just laying there. And I was amazed.
Weird.
I was amazed.
And what if the yellow-haired girl wasn't in that grade? What if she was like in a higher grade or a lower grade?
Papa was looking left and right. I went all the way from the first grade to the 10th grade. Actually, no, till 6th grade. The grades ended at 6 at that point.
Oh.
Okay? We were seniors. So, but this yellow glop of hair I just was beside myself. Okay? Where was I?
Beside yourself.
So I just asked this guy on next to me, who was he?
A yellow haired boy?
No, it was me. I said I was beside myself. So I asked myself, what do you think? Then this guy said, I don't know, what do you think? Then I said, it looks like a big yellow piece of hair. And suddenly, the Chechi came by and picked up her yellow rag and kept continuing to walk. It was the Chechi had just dropped something. So Papa was truly sad. Okay? So years, now fast forwarding years, Years went by and Papa never forgot the incident of the yellow-haired girl and the couch.
Okay? Why did you ask the
teacher?
Like I said, that was not the year Papa got my smarts. Okay? So, after years went by...
Stop.
Hey.
I'm not doing anything.
Look, one more incident and both of you are jettisoned. Rudely what? To your own room.
What?
Okay.
What does that mean?
Jettison means to be
escorted.
Pushed away with great force. Okay. Now.
Stealing the blanket.
How much blanket I have?
This is how much blanket.
All right. You want to know how the story ends or not?
Yes.
All right. Years later, Papa is still remembering the incident of the yellow-haired girl. Okay? One day, about the same year, Papa came to UCLA. I was taking a casual stroll around, you know, in the evening in our hall. And there are many, many little editing rooms. These are places where people edit their films. In one editing room, I saw a green couch, and on it was a yellow-haired girl.
Oh my god.
And I was like, gack!
What?
Okay, and this yellow-haired girl has bright blue eyes.
Uncommon thing in the USA.
And this yellow-haired girl looked at me and said, hi. And then I said, hi. And then the yellow-haired girl said, I want to introduce you to my friend. And she said, and she just introduced me to this friend, okay? And this friend had green eyes, okay?
Mama.
And the yellow-haired girl said, my name is Carrie and this is my friend Diana.
Oh my God!
Oh.